Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Tuesday, December 5th. What's in a name? Luke 1:31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. We love and cherish the name of Jesus, rightly holding it in high esteem and honor. In Hebrew, it is Yeshua. The most direct English translation is Joshua. You see, Jesus was actually a fairly common name in the Jewish culture of biblical times. There are even several men named Joshua in the Old Testament record in our English translations. So why did God's messenger to Mary give explicit instructions that she was to name this holy child Jesus? It seems that something more unique would be fitting for the promised Messiah. Well, that question is rather easily answered when we consider the meaning of Jesus' name. God saves, or God is salvation. When an angelic messenger later instructed Joseph also to call his name Jesus, he added this explanation, "For he will save his people from their sins." That's Matthew 1:21. Indeed, what name could possibly be more appropriate? What better name could be ascribed to the Savior who would give himself as a righteous sacrifice to save man from sin? My wife and I have some dear friends whose precious firstborn suffered from a genetic condition coldly and dispassionately deemed incompatible with life. Carried to full term, Levi lived outside his mother's womb for only a few cherished, fleeting hours. As you might expect, grief engulfed these devastated young parents. In time, God has graciously provided them with two more beautiful children, both of them girls. And I've marveled over the last decade at how faithfully and significantly they've lovingly included Levi as part of their family. Holidays, special events, even family photos include a physical reminder of the child they've not been privileged to watch grow up. One of the beautiful ways they remember Levi is by including the letters of his name in those of their girls. I was honored some years ago to lead the dedication of their oldest daughter, Evelyn, to the Lord's good purposes. Now note the L, E, V, and I in Evelyn. Fumbling through what were hopefully meaningful and inspiring words, I drew particular attention to Evelyn's name. With etymological roots that trace back to Eve, her name means life. Oh, how loving and appropriate that this young girl, blessed with life, now carries her brother's name in her own. Child of God, you also bear the name of another. You and I have been named as Christ's ambassadors who carry his name as he makes his appeal through us, as 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us, in his great ministry of reconciling lost souls to himself. We must speak his name as we tell others of his great love and redemption, for we are surrounded by people whose sin has rendered them incompatible with eternal life. Oh, but the name we carry, Jesus, God saves, God is salvation, his name is life. Let's share the life-giving name of Jesus with others this week. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.